requested just to stand up and make the sufuf. There was a lot of gaps. So we can just make this off. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable, respectable brothers, scholars, mothers and sisters listening at home, it is the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here today in the masjid early in the morning ready to perform our Eid Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of the good deeds that we have done in the blessed month of Ramadan. تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. This was the saying of the Sahaba when they would meet each other on the day of Eid. They would say to one another, that تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and from you as well. So we should bring this, revive this as well, that we say to each other, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. In the blessed month of Ramadan, we hear time and time again, we have heard for the past month in various different talks, in various different ways, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting for this ummah, just like He prescribed fasting for the previous nations, so that we develop the quality of taqwa, so that we become from those who have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have the awareness of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to train our inner self, our nafs, and has helped us by locking up the shayateen, and that influence from the shaytan is removed, and we have this ability to control ourselves and control our nafs. We leave those things which are permissible throughout the rest of the 11 months, and we leave those things solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we truly ponder in regards to the month of fasting, the fast that we carry out, the ibadah, the siyam that we do, we realize that there are certain qualities that a person develops throughout the month of Ramadan. First and foremost, our iman increases. We have more of a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We engage in more worship. We want to please Him. We stand for long throughout the night. We wake up early for suhoor. We read some raka'at of tahajjud. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We converse with Him. So our iman becomes stronger, and our iman and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes stronger. So this is the first point, that throughout the month of Ramadan, we have worked on our iman by doing good deeds. So good deeds, when a person commits good deeds and does good deeds, this increases his level of iman. And throughout the month of Ramadan, we become more generous. Many of us will have our zakat date in the month of Ramadan, with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us further, because we are taking it out in a month where good deeds are amplified, the reward of good deeds is amplified. And many of us will give optional sadaqah as well. We will give charity, voluntary charity. We become more generous. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous person. And in the month of Ramadan, he was even more generous. So despite us loving wealth, despite us wanting wealth, we spend our wealth. And in this month also, there are certain other qualities as well that we develop. The fact that we have more self-control over our desires. So we refrain from sin. In the month of Ramadan, we will be more aware of the sins that we're committing. The reality is that we become more aware of the sins that we're committing, so we make sure that we control our gaze. We make sure that we don't consume anything which is going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that's in the form of food throughout the day, or in drink throughout the day. Whether it's in the form of seeing things with our eyes and consuming entertainment, we will be more on guard. But no, this is the month of Ramadan. How can I commit a sin in the month of Ramadan? I don't want my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become displeased with me. So we become more aware of the sins that we're committing, and we have this certain level of self-discipline. And it's regulated by ourselves. Yes, the environment is conducive to that, and everybody is doing the same thing. But we control our nafs, we control ourselves in terms of consuming those things which are impermissible. So this is one quality as well. The other thing is that we value time. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we'll value time. Most of us, if not all of us, will have a timetable. It may not be written down, but we'll have a timetable that after suhoor, before Fajr Salah, I want to be in the masjid at this time, and I want to engage in ibadah. I want to perform my Fajr Salah. I'll wake up at this time. I have work at this time, college at this time. I want to go for Dhuhr Salah at this time. My work schedule dictates that, okay, Dhuhr I may not be able to perform in the masjid, but in the month of Ramadan, I'm going to make a point of it that I perform in the masjid. Then I'll have a rest. Then I'll wake up. And we have a full timetable that we follow. Every single one of us will have a certain level of a timetable, some more stringent than others. But we'll have this value of time. That how can I make the most of my time in the month of Ramadan? Another quality that we have is the certain level of teamwork. That we, all of us together, we fast in the month of Ramadan. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. A person who fasts with iman and with the hope of reward, that he has hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All of his past sins will be forgiven. All of his past sins will be forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity in the month of Ramadan to gain his maghfirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we have acquired his maghfirah in this blessed month. That we are also from those individuals whose name is written amongst those people who have been freed from the fire of Jahannam. This is a dua that we should make today, especially today, that throughout the month of Ramadan, whatever were our shortcomings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the shortcomings that we had, and we are human beings. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That we need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given us, for the ability that He's given us to perform good deeds, for the ability to be obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a certain level of teamwork, and also the physical aspect. There's a spiritual aspect as well to fasting, but there's also the physical aspect in terms of the fact that the healthy habits that we develop in the month of Ramadan, we eat less, so there is a certain level of nourishment to our body, but we don't over. Many a time it's not possible to overeat in the month of Ramadan because the time is short, or because there is less time, and because we don't want to eat too much, because we want to develop ourselves so that we don't get too hungry throughout the day. So we know about the intermittent fasting. Look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know how effective intermittent fasting is. Through research, and many non-Muslims also involve themselves in intermittent fasting. Fasting on 5, 2, or eating for 8 hours, or not eating between an 8-hour window to lose weight and for health purposes. So we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fast on Monday and Thursday. This is a certain level of intermittent fasting that our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to involve himself in. So this is an opportunity for us that in the 11 months as well, how can we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because we have to remember that in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is barakah, there is blessing, there is goodness. And the more we try to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life, the more blessed our life will become. So we have this certain level of intermittent fasting. And then there's also the level of empathy increases. We are hungry, it's time for iftar, and we are waiting, and our stomach is empty. At that moment, if we truly ponder on those individuals who are less fortunate than us, who are going through tests in their life, because they have the iman and because they have the strength of iman. We can empathize with their difficulty, and we can think that there are people around the world who don't have food. So as an extension to this, then we need to take this one step further, that how can I then change this or make this something that's beneficial for me? So many of us throughout the month, we will waste our food. There will be food wastage at our homes. There will be, you know, excess food. How can we reduce this? Because there are people around the world who don't have food. We have the luxury of having many, many delicacies. Today, alhamdulillah, we'll have so much food on the table. So many sweet dishes, so much food to eat. But how much gratefulness do we have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing that is given? And this is something that we can develop in terms of throughout the month of Ramadan. We have this quality of empathy. And then the determination that we have despite the struggle. Many times it's difficult. We have long days. Previously there were longer days. But we have long days. We have times where we feel a certain level of difficulty. But again, we control ourselves. We are able to control ourselves in the month of Ramadan. And we have this determination that, no, I want to complete this ibadah. I want to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm doing this solely for Him. If any of us wanted to, we could easily go and eat somewhere no one would know. But we have this level of iman and we have this level of determination that, no, I want to fast and I want to please my Creator. Despite it being slightly difficult, or despite it being something which is a challenge for some of us at certain times. For some people it's very easy, for some people we have different challenges, and so we are patient. We are patient at times of adversity, at times of struggle. And when we look into the Quran, and we look at the definition of those individuals who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah gives a whole mention of the lists, the qualities of muttaqeen, those that are the truthful ones, and those that have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. A person what's piety? Piety is the one that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes in the final day, believes in the angels, believes in the books, and believes in the prophets. And then, وَآتَى الْمَالِ, they give their wealth, despite loving wealth, ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, to their close relatives, to the orphans, to the poor, and those that are traveling, and those that ask. And then, they establish salah. So throughout the month of Ramadan, we establish our salah. We are more aware of our salah, that I need to perform my 5-time salah. So this quality as well, that we are able to bring about the basics of Islam in the month of Ramadan. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ, they give zakat. Like I mentioned previously, many of us work out our zakat in the month of Ramadan. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, they fulfill their promises. In the month of Ramadan, we become more, we care more about people. Once I was standing in the car park, one of the masajid, and randomly a person, I was just waiting there, I was talking to somebody in the month of Ramadan. And as I was standing there, a person stopped his car, put his window down and said, "Brother, do you need a lift?" Completely random. I said, no, it's okay. In the month of Ramadan, I had the opportunity to go to the airport to pick somebody up. And they were coming back from Umrah. So the majority of the flight, if not all of the flight, were Mu'tamireen, those that had come back from Umrah. And you could feel, you know, there was a certain level of joy that people have come back from Umrah and so forth. But you could feel the fact that there was care for one another. There was the brotherhood, that we wanted to help one another. And then, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, during adversity, during difficulty, they are patient. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, at the time of war, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, they are the truthful ones. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, they are the ones that have taqwa. So when we look through the month of Ramadan and we ponder over our lives in the month of Ramadan, despite the struggle, despite the difficulty, we show patience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are patient. We are more calm at home with our children, with our spouse, because we are fasting. Our nafs is under control. And we have this level of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ultimate question is today, on the day of Eid, as we ponder and we reflect over the whole month of Ramadan, that how can we carry these qualities to the rest of the 11 months of Ramadan? This, you know, withstanding the month of Ramadan. The rest of the 11 months, how can we carry these qualities of the muttaqoon? Those that have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that have the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we carry these positive qualities and take them into the rest of the months? Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and so forth. And this is where we sometimes fail. Because we ponder and we think, in the month of Ramadan, I made effort. In the month of Ramadan, Ramadan is the special month. For a believer, every single month is special. Because ultimately, life is a test. And we need to be successful in the test, not just in the month of Ramadan, but throughout the 12 months, and the month of Ramadan and the 11 months. We need to have this understanding. Many of us, unfortunately, the con of our nafs and shaitan, that in the month of Ramadan, we cover the TV. In the month of Ramadan, I'm not going to misuse my phone. In the month of Ramadan, no films, no TV series, no this, no this. After Ramadan, and many of us, you know, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, but may Allah forgive us and may Allah guide us. But many of us, we have this notion that we see something in the month of Ramadan, say, no, it's Ramadan at the moment. Maybe after Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and forgive us. That this is, we're making a certain level of mockery. That no, in the month of Ramadan, I am like this, but outside of the month of Ramadan, there's certain scope for me to do so and so things. So every Ramadan should be a stepping stone for us getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it's small steps. Last Ramadan, what did we do? How much did we spend in the path of Allah? How many good deeds did we do? This Ramadan, has there been an improvement? And throughout the 11 months in between, what did we do? Many of the scholars of the past, our pious predecessors, after the month of Ramadan, for 6 months they would do istighfar. They would ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shortcomings. And then for 6 more months, they would prepare for the next Ramadan. But how do we prepare for the next Ramadan? Next, their life would revolve around Ramadan. And that's how it should be, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this special month, which is a few days, so that we can develop this quality of the muttaqeen, those that have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we bring these qualities in? And to point out as well further, it goes without saying that on this day we have to remember our brothers and sisters in Palestine and all around the world who are suffering. We will have food, we will have, you know, so many delicacies, so much happiness. And there are our brothers and sisters throughout the world, specifically we know of Palestine, who are orphans, who have been widowed, who don't have food to eat. The least, we are weak. The least that we can do at this moment in time is make dua for them. After every salah, we should make dua for them. Just because it's not right in front of us, just because we can't see it and feel it, and we can't experience the plight of our brothers and sisters around the world, but specifically Palestine, doesn't mean it's not happening, or we can close one eye towards it and continue our life and say, we are with afiyah, we have goodness, let's carry on. Let us make this intention that we are going to make dua for them from now until however long it is before they have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come very soon. So we have the blessed day of Eid today. This is our Eid. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that every nation has an Eid, and this is our Eid. It's a day of happiness, but at the same time, it's a day of happiness whereby we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't pour water over all of the good things that we've done in the month of Ramadan. However small we may think, or however little we may think it was. Today is a day where many of us become neglectful, and we do things which are displeasing to the Almighty, which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, our good deeds will help the condition of the ummah. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to become from the muttaqeen. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from the muttaqeen, and that all of the good qualities that we've inculcated within ourselves throughout the month of Ramadan, we are able to carry them on and improve on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality. As I requested, inshallah, salah will commence soon. Just to quickly give a brief explanation of how Eid Salah is performed. First, we make intention of performing Eid Salah with 6 extra wajib takbir facing towards the Qibla. We know this is within our heart. We know that we have come to perform this Salah. We don't have to say it verbally. And then the Imam will say, Allahu Akbar, we'll fold our hands. Once we fold our hands, then we'll read Thana, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, as we do in our normal regular Salah. And then we will say Allahu Akbar. The Imam will say Allahu Akbar and we'll put our hands by the side. Then we will say the Imam will say Allahu Akbar again and we'll put our hands by the side. And then the fourth takbir now, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar and we'll fold our hands. The Imam will read Qira'ah, Surah Fatiha and Surah. And then the Salah will be completed as a normal Salah would be. And then the second rak'at, Imam will stand up and he says Allahu Akbar. Surah Fatiha and Surah will be recited. Once that's completed, then the Imam will say Allahu Akbar. At this point, we don't go into ruku', we raise our hands, put them by the side. Then the Imam will say Allahu Akbar again, raise our hands, put it by the side. And the third time, the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands, put it by the side. Thereafter, the Salah will be completed. Thereafter, there will be the khutbah, which everybody must stay to listen to, inshallah. But they're requested to make the sufuf.
Was requested to make sure that all the safa completed and standing shoulder to shoulder and all the gaps are filled. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوع للحي القيوم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك ويا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم اجعلنا ممن توكل عليك فكفيته واستهداك فهديته واستنصرك فنصرته يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضيق الدنيا وضيق يوم القيامة اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فحي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اغفر الموت اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم وأغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد وأغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء ولا يغادر سقما اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم وانصرهم وامكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم ويا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظ المسجد الحرمين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ المسجد الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين خصوصا في غزة وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات
وبنعمته تكفر السيئات وتقال العثرات، وبرحمته تضاعف الحسنات وترفع الدرجات. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. أيها الإخوة، إن هذا اليوم يومٌ عظيم وعيدٌ كريم، امتلأت به القلوب والنفوس فرحًا وسرورًا، وازدادت به الأرض والسماء بهجةً ونورًا. فافرحوا بيوم العيد، فافرحوا بيوم العيد، وكبِّروا الله على ما هداكم وجعلكم من عباده المسلمين. أحبَّتي في الله، إن إظهار السرور والحبور في هذا اليوم من شعائر الدين، فيفرح المسلمون بالعيد ويؤجرون على هذا الفرح والسرور. فقال تعالى: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أبا بكر، إن لكل قوم عيدا، وهذا عيدنا. إخوتي في الإيمان، إن هذا اليوم تعلن فيه النتائج وتوزع فيه الجوائز، فمن قضى شهر رمضان في الصيام والقيام وتلاوة القرآن وإطعام المساكين فقد فاز وربح ربحًا عظيمًا، ومن ضيع هذا الشهر المبارك في غفلة وإعراض وفي معصية الله وسخط الله فقد خاب وخسر خسرانًا مبينًا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. إخوتي في الله، إن العيد في دين الإسلام له مفهومه الخاص ومعناه الخاص الذي يخصه من دون سائر الأديان. ليس العيد كما يتصور بعض الجهال انطلاقًا وراء الشهوات وتركًا للواجبات وإتيانًا للمنكرات، بل إن العيد غبطةٌ في الدين وطاعةٌ لله والرسول وبهجةٌ وحبورٌ في دائرة الدين. وإنما العيد فرصةٌ لتجديد الإيمان والرجوع إلى الرحمن، فمن لا يعود إلى الله ولا يعلن الرجوع إلى الله فليس له عيد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. عباد الله، إن العيد لا تتم فرحته ولا تتحقق بهجته إلا بإبراز ملامح المودة والتعاضد وإظهار جانب التآخي والتساند، يظهر ذلك جلياً من أول ساعة صباح العيد. فاجعلوا هذا العيد فرصةً للتزاور فيما بينكم، ومحطةً لغرس مبادئ الحب في قلوبكم، حيث قال جل شأنه كما في الحديث القدسي: وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في، والمتجالسين في، والمتزاورين في، والمتباذلين في. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أيها الناس، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا يا أرحم الراحمين، يا رحيم الدنيا والآخرة، يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجنبنا اجتنابه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجنبنا اجتنابه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا واجنبنا اجتنابه. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، واجعل القرآن العظيم قائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، وامكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم، ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم زدهم وثبتهم على الإيمان، وزدهم وتقبل شهداءهم، وتقبل شهداءهم، وانصر ضعفاءهم، وانصر ضعفاءهم يا حي يا قيوم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين، يا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر، اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فجاءة الخير ونعوذ بك من فجاءة الشر، اللهم إنا نسألك من فجاءة الخير ونعوذ بك من فجاءة الشر، يا حي يا قيوم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. تقبل دعاءنا وتقبل تلاوتنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك، نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك، ونسألك من ونسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.